Hi, I'm Joe Flynn. For a great deal on tires, just drive in any Flynn's Tire and Auto Service. Or you can just call us.
Remember, Flynn's does more than just tires. From brakes and mufflers to scheduled maintenance and general repairs, Flynn's does it all. Go to FlynnsTire.com for money-saving coupons.
For dependable tires and expert service, go to Flynn's Tire and Auto Service. Visit FlynnsTire.com to request an appointment.
And tell them Finney sent you.
These teams is good, solid offensive line play. Their defense has always been a hard-hitting defense.
This is Blitz Live.
Fitch has really dominated Bourbon of late. They've won 12 of the last 16 in the series.
Wow. And one thing both teams have in common, they both lost to Warren Harding this year, a team that's been red hot. We'll get to them a little bit later. All right, next up, a battle between two teams looking to get more wins on the board, struggling this year, the Kimmel Memorial Red Devils and the Brookfield Warriors.
This game polarizes me because I think teams that are on that playoff bubble need either or team to win this one. I mean, they're both kind of struggling with in the win and loss column, but this might impact those Tier 2 wins for some other teams.
Yeah, both these schools have been mathematically eliminated officially.
There's that term.
It's the first losing season for 1-7 Brookfield since they were 1-9 in 2009. And 0-8 Camel since 2012. Their overall record now is 15-43. And the Warriors have won the last 7 in a row over the Red Devils. So it's been a tough 5 or 6 years for the Red Devils.
Champ, this is something you like to reiterate a lot. The Warriors have won the last 7 in a row coming from Golden State on your end.
Yeah.
Something that you
don't want to know, by the way, Golden State.
Oh, there you go. Kudos to you. Yeah. All right, next up, the Holy War. The Cardinal Mooney Cardinals, the Ursine Fighting Irish. Gentlemen, you know where I'm going with this one. Got to go with the green and gold.
You can't.
Be gentle.
You can. I think for Ursuline, to them, I don't know if it's a moral win. Obviously, a big rivalry. Biggest rivalry we see around here. Both teams are kind of on the down year. It's a big win for either side because of the rivalry, but I feel like Ursuline would just, like, they could forget about everything with the win today.
Right.
I think you got your best friend going here. Well, you know, there's so many great matchups tonight involving playoff implications, but hard to believe that this is not one of them because Mooney basically, they're in trouble. The Irish already have been mathematically eliminated, by the way. The Cardinals, well, there's a better chance that the potential new NBA franchise in Seattle is nicknamed the Pilots than the Mooney Cardinals making the playoffs. You know, the last time that both Mooney and Ursuline missed the playoffs in the same year was 2001. Now, the Cardinals lead the overall series, which started in 1958, including the playoffs, 41-19. There's been 3 ties.
All right, next up, we got the 5-3 Columbian Clippers going into Southern, and the Indians are 7-1.
That's been one of the most impressive teams around here, Southern Local being 7-1. Playoffs for them, you know, if these guys can get in, and especially on a strong note like with a win today, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, when you talk about so far, the most intriguing storylines tonight involves our area in Regions 13 and 21. Mm-hmm. In the Region 21, Southern is 6th, Springfield's 9th, McDonald's 10th, and Western Reserve is 12th. Now, 7-1 Southern and 5-3 Columbiana's matchup could determine the fate of those teams. Here's the reason why. The Indians have the advantage now in the level 2 points, but Springfield, McDonald, and Western Reserve all have beaten Columbiana. So a Southern win tonight, and they're virtually in the playoffs. And it also increases the odds that 9-1 records by Springfield, McDonald, and Reserve, all three of those teams could get knocked out and fall short.
Yeah, this is a big night for Southern, but this is a Columbiana team you can't sleep on for
Absolutely.
Sure. Next up, Champ, you and I talked about this a lot before the show. Crestview Rebels taking on the Indian Creek Redskins. These are two good matchups.
I think so, too. And this is just another one of those great games on the slate.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of Girard, Struthers, Poland, or East Liverpool, I hope you're able to pick up a Crestview Rebel hat to wear in tonight's game, because 6-2 Indian Creek is 7th in that Region 13 computer. A loss to 5-2 Crestview will do major damage to the Redskins' playoff chances. The Rebels probably have enough already to extend their season, but two more wins will guarantee them a home game, and a win tonight could also do that also. So the Rebels are in pretty good shape, and boy, there'll be a lot of celebrating locally if they can beat this Redskins team.
Absolutely. All right, next up, this is arguably one of the biggest games of the night. The East Golden Bears going into Mollenkopf Stadium to take on the Warren G. Harding Raiders.
Definitely one of the games of the week. East on that huge win last week versus Canfield, knocking Canfield from 1-7. I think that's incredible. And the ride, the tidal wave that East is riding right now, Warren Harding better be careful.
You know, a month ago, neither of these schools were mentioned as automatic playoff teams that could make a long postseason run. But despite very tough schedules, 6-2 Warren Harding and East High have improved each week. For example, for East, one website has the Golden Bears as the third most improved team in the state. And here's why. After week 6, East had a total of 10 level 2 points. Well, now they have 101, because in the last 2 weeks in their victories over Poland and Kansas, they've had an increase of 91.5 in 2 weeks. That's incredible. The Raiders have won 5 straight, moving their computer ranking from 13th to 5th. Both schools are pretty much a lock for postseason. The good news here is that they will not have a rematch on this because they're in different divisions, thank God. So these are two teams that really watch in the playoffs. They could go a long way.
Absolutely. All right, and now joining us live from Mollenkopf Stadium is Brian Zenith. Brian can hear us.
You guys are coming in a little bit. Chris Fitzgerald and Terrence Ebola on the defensive line, providing a lot of pressure, stuffing the run. And if they can do those things, you know, it can be 3 in a row against teams they haven't beaten in a long time.
Brian, how does East maintain the confidence level that they got after that big win last week versus Canfield?
I think they can maintain the confidence level just by, you know, simply believing in what, you know, they've been doing, and what they've been doing has worked all year. I mean, they haven't allowed more than 13 points since week 2. I think, you know, the confidence already is pretty high, especially after beating, you know, Canfield and Poland in the last 2 weeks.
All right, and one last question for you, Brian. Who do you got tonight?
I think I'm going to ride the East hype train until it dies. You know, until somebody, you know, beats East defense, I'm inclined to stick with the Golden Bears.
Very good. Brian, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the game.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Brian Zenith again reporting live from Mollenkopf Stadium. And, guys, we're going to move on to our next matchup. This is another good one for you. The Edgewood Cougars taking on the Struthers Wildcats.
I think Struthers has a huge game ahead of them as a bounce back after what happened last week at Hubbard. They got beat badly at Hubbard. This is be a good bounce-back game for them.
Yeah, the last three postseason appearances for head coaches Kurt Kuntz's 5-3 Struthers team is due to strong finishes in those seasons. In 2013, they won their last four games to grab the number two seed. 2016, they needed a 7-game winning streak to finish to get the fifth seed. And last year, they won three of their last four to net the number seven seed. Now, 3-5 Edgewood and home versus Lakeview next week. Two wins, a 7-3 record for the Wildcats, should get them in, but they might need a loss by Indian Creek, Girard, or East Liverpool to make it official. But it'd be a shame if they didn't, because they've had a really good season, Struthers.
Absolutely. All right, next up, the Grand Valley Mustangs, 6-2, taking on the Newberry Black Knights.
Both teams on the playoff bubble?
Yeah, not Newberry. They that bubble burst in
one.
Week one.
So,
yeah.
So anyway, Grand Valley on the bubble, obviously.
Yeah, Grand Valley 6-2, but here's the problem with them. They're 13th in the Region 17 computer. If they win out, 8-2 probably won't be good enough for postseason. Here's why. Their six victories are over schools with a combined mark of 11-37. That only adds up to 42 total level 2 points. The Mustangs' last two opponents have only 27 combined level 1 points. So it doesn't look good for Grand Valley. 1-7 Newberry ended a 10-game losing streak last week against Pie Valley 36-18. I'm sure that Grand Valley will dominate this game, but they're going to come up short.
All right, next matchup. This one, the beginning of the year, we could have wrote off as probably one of the biggest games of the night, the Howland Tigers, Canfield Cardinals. But Howland's coming in this game 1-7.
But I think Canfield should be on upset alert tonight. I think this will be one of those games that Howland needs for the hallmark of their season, given it hasn't gone so well thus far. This would be one to take away from them, if anything else, this season.
Yeah, what's unusual for Canfield is they're playing a game after a loss. That hasn't happened recently. 7-1 Canfield, their 18-game regular season win streak was ended last week versus East 12-7. The last time the Cardinals were held under double digits in a game was October 21st, 2016, their last defeat before East, a 21-0 loss to tonight's opponent, Howland. 1-7 Howland, Canfield probably will open the playoffs at home. Another victory will guarantee that. Now, since 1998, Tigers are 11-9 versus the Cardinals, so it's been a very competitive series, but this is a much better Canfield team, and this is not a typical Howland team.
Exactly. Next up, another one of our nominees for possible game of the night, the undefeated Hubbard Eagles taking on the Poland Seminary Bulldogs.
Yeah, this is one of the top three of the week. Hubbard just absolutely menacing over Struthers last week. You know, some say they're the best team in this area. It's almost hard to argue that.
Yeah, this is a great matchup, and unbeaten Hubbard and 6-2 Poland have the most combined level 1 points of any local game this weekend. 73.5, that's a lot of points.
Wow.
The Eagles need one more victory to clinch a playoff home game. The Bulldogs in a different situation. They might need another win to extend their season, and unfortunately next week they play at Canfield. Now, if Poland drops their last two ball games, they could need help. So, Poland fans, here are the four teams you need to root against tonight for Poland if they lose their last two. East Liverpool, Girard, Woodridge, and Indian Creek. Now, the Bulldogs can clinch the All-American Conference's red, white, purple, pink, violet, yellow, and azure tiers tonight.
Jeez.
I'm just kidding. Inside joke.
All right, next up. The Jefferson Area Falcons, winless, going into Niles McKinley to take on the Red Dragons that are 2-6.
Yeah, this game, again, for the sake of some second points and some third points even for other teams, you know, Niles, I think, would want to end their season on a good note. Obviously, Jefferson wants to get in the win column, but Niles, I think Niles has a good shot here today.
Both these teams have been mathematically eliminated. The Falcons of Jefferson, they've lost 16 games in a row. I didn't realize that. Six of those by shutout. 2-6 Niles, last postseason appearance was 2012. Since then, the Red Dragons' overall record is 18-40. Niles has won the last two matchups versus Jefferson. The only individuals that will be happy for this game will probably be the mothers of the players. They'll be happy to see the season finally, hopefully, coming to an end.
Absolutely. All right, next up, the Kenmore-Garfield Rams, winless, going in to take on the Salem Quakers that are at an even 4-4 and still looking to find an identity.
And I think Salem, that's the problem. I'm glad you brought that up, Don, because that's one of the points I was going to make. Salem has been so choppy all season, regardless if it's pass defense, run defense, pass offense, run offense. I mean, it all just hasn't clicked for them at the same time this season. That's why they're at 500.
Yeah, and I'll give you two reasons why 4-4 Salem will not be playing in Week 11 this season. Number one, after a 3-0 start, they lost four straight. Three of those were at home. Two, a 6-4 final record is no match in this tough, rugged Region 13. Salem is now 13th in the computer, and only six total points, level 1 points, are available tonight when they beat the winless Division II Kenmore Garfield Golden Rams. So it's been a good season for Salem, but not quite good enough in this tough region.
Here's another big matchup on the night. This one, I think, will go down as the matchup of the night. The undefeated La Brea Vikings going into Girard to take on the Indians at 7-1. Their only loss, Hubbard.
Well, over under, what, 100?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, both these teams scored upwards of 50 last week. This probably is, in my eyes, at least, game of the week. There's going to be a lot of points, or you never know. We could see a big defensive shutout.
Yeah, this might be the first game ever that the scoreboard operator gets a cramp during the game.
Right.
But you know, earlier I'd mentioned about the fans of Struthers Pole in East Liverpool picking up a Crestview Rebel hat. Well, they might as well pick up a La Brea Vikings hat also. Wear the Rebel hat in the first half and the Viking hat in the second half. 7-1 Girard is a must-win situation tonight versus the unbeaten Vikings in the Region 13 computer. The Indians are 11th. A win tonight and at Liberty next week will put them in the playoffs. You know, these schools have scored a combined 847 points. La Brea is averaging 55.8 per game. Girard, 50.1. Now, if you attend the game and you have a chronic blinking problem, I hope you've taken care of that, because if not, you're going to miss like three or four touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's
right,
how quickly the scores are going to come tonight.
Right, exactly. It should be a very good matchup, but my heart belongs to La Brea. John Armini, very close to my family, so got to pull to the Vikings there.
You go.
All right, next up, the Lakeview Bulldogs, another one of those teams that they're very good, but this year only 3-5, just not the typical Lakeview season. They take on the champion Golden Flashes.
Lakeview, I think their defense has to step up today. They've allowed 233 points as compared to scoring 187. I mean, that's kind of where it's been their Achilles heel for the season. So if Lakeview's defense can step up, they have a good shot today.
Yeah, two more victories for 3-5 Lakeview will avoid their first losing season since 2002. After ending a 19-game losing streak, the Golden Flashes are riding high. I mean, 2-6 champion, they've won two of their last three. The Golden Flashes would love to end another negative streak tonight. They have lost their last 17 games in a row to Lakeview, five of those by shutout.
Wow. All right, next up, the Latonia Bears, 3-5, taking on the Wellsville Tigers, 2-6.
Latonia's kind of on the outside looking in. Where do you have them at on your playoff bubble?
Well, I think this speaks to how weak the Division 7 Region 25 is. Latonia's 3-5. They've lost five in a row. Amazingly, though, their computer rating has gone from 5th to 8th only. Now, also, win or lose tonight to 2-6 Wellsville, the Bears' postseason chances will basically hinge on next week if they can beat Southern. Mm-hmm. So a 4-6 final record could very well get them into the playoffs. That's how weak this region
That's
is.
That's pretty incredible.
Wow. That's impressive for sure, but again, kudos to Latonia. Start the season off 3-0. An incredible start to the season. Again, they've lost the last five, but still.
They were winless last year, too. Remember that.
A much better year for the Latonia Bears. Next up, the Liberty Leopards, 6-2, taking on the 4-4 Newton Falls Tigers.
Is this a must-win for Liberty?
I'll explain that. This is a tough situation because there are two more schools in Region 21 that have good records, but they are not going to be playing in Week 11. And here's the reason why. 6-2 Liberty's wins are over teams with a combined record of 7-41.
Yeah.
So they only got 31 level 2 points there. Their two defeats were to Struthers and La Brea. They needed to win those games, and they didn't. 4-4 Newton Falls, same story. Their four wins are against teams with a combined record of 6-26. So they only got 22.5 level 2 points. And three of their four defeats to Rootstown, La Brea, and Girard, they have a combined 23-1. So it's a situation where the teams they needed to beat, they didn't. And they beat the team they should, but they're not getting a lot of points there.
Fair.
The Leopards are 6-0 versus the Tigers while averaging 50.7 per game, so it's been pretty dominant for Liberty over this team.
Wow. All right, next up, we got a good old-fashioned Columbiana County grudge match. The Lisbon David Anderson Blue Devils, 3-5, 4-4 East Palestine Bulldogs.
I think East Palestine needs a big confidence win today. Parker Sherry's been another one of those up-and-down players in this area this season. This is a very competitive game I see tonight. It's going to be very close.
And this is another example we just talked about, divisions, that Region 25, how weak it is. And despite losing five of their last six games, 3-5 Lisbon with victories against East Palestine and United next week, 5-5 will punch their playoff ticket. And even if they lose tonight, the Blue Devils can still finish 4-6 and possibly get in with a win versus United in Week 10. This is the Region 25, folks. It's just been down all season long. 4-4 East Palestine won this matchup a year ago, 55-28, and they have no chance to get in.
All right, next up, the Springfield Tigers are at home, 7-1, but every game counts in the position they're in. They're taking on the 3-5 Louisville Rockets.
again, must win for Springfield. A lot riding on this game. If they don't find a way to win tonight, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, 7-1 Springfield, ninth in the Region 21 computer, have won 5 straight against 3-5 Lowellville, the last 2 by shutout. But despite winning 4 of their last 5 games, the Tigers' computer ranking went from 3rd to 9th.
Ooh.
That's because of their schedule. Springfield should win their last 2 against Lowellville and at Waterloo and finish 9-1. They will be a bubble team. Therefore, they will need help to extend their season. Here's what the Tiger fans need to focus on. 3 games tonight. They need Springfield, needs Columbiana to beat Southern. They need South Range to beat St. Clairsville, and they need Western Reserve over McDonald. Those are the 3 key games for them. Right. If those don't happen, 9-1 is not going to be good enough.
And next up, another one of our big games of the night, the undefeated McDonald Blue Devils going on the road to take on the 7-1 Western Reserve Blue Devils.
Isn't it wild that McDonald could finish undefeated and not make the playoffs?
Well, they're going to, if they finish, they'll make it. They will make it.
Or they're on that bubble still, even
right.
at 9-1?
Well, 9-1 is the problem.
A one-loss team misses the playoffs.
Well,
that's
the thing is going to be sad is they could be 10-0 and not get a home game. But
that's what I meant to
but
stop,
there's a lot of what-ifs, therefores, and speculations concerning this game tonight in terms of playoffs. But one thing is for sure. For 8-0 McDonald. They beat Western Reserve tonight and Lowellville next week. They are on to the postseason. That's a fact. 9-1 will not be enough, unfortunately. A 9-1 final record for Western Reserve probably also won't extend their season. As previously stated, a Reserve victory tonight will do more for Springfield than Reserve.
Exactly. All right, next up, the Mineral Ridge Rams on the road to take on the Jackson Milton Blue Jays. Mineral Ridge is 1-7, Jackson Milton 3-5.
Again, another game that other teams are watching for the sake of their points. Jackson Milton, if they can get to that 4-win point, they still have that shot at 500.
Yeah, the 1-7 Middle Ridge and 3-5 Jackson Milton have combined for 4 victories, and all 4 shutout wins, remarkably. The Blue Jays blank Sebring, Waterloo, and Lowellville. In the last 8 seasons combined, Jackson Milton only had 4 shutouts, so that's pretty impressive. The Rams' only win was an 8-0 win over Waterloo. The Blue Jays have won 3 of 4 versus the Rams in the series.
All right, next up, the Pymatuning Valley Lakers and the Matthews Mustangs. Both teams coming into this game 1-7, so it's just all about getting another win on the board.
Well, you have anything to say on this?
I don't.
Well, if these particular families,
I wish I did.
If the players of these families want to plan a trip for playoff weekend, they can go ahead and do it because they're not going to be playing. It's been a tough season for both these schools. Check this out. These are combined notes here. They're both 2-4, 2-14 record combined, 7.5 level 1 points combined, 4.0 level 2 points combined, and they've been shut out 5 times combined. The 2 wins. One was over Middle Ridge, 1-7, and the other was over 0-8 Sebring, who've also both been mathematically eliminated. Matthews made the playoffs last year, so it was a really down year. They've also won, though, the last 4 versus the Pie Valley Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers.
There we go. All right, next up, the undefeated St. Clairsville Red Devils are going into South Range to take on the even Raiders.
What is South Range's chances to make those playoffs?
They still control.
Yeah.
But they have a tough road ahead. And they're the defending Region 17 champion. 4-4 South Range's schedule is ranked the 6th toughest in all of Division 5. That's because they have to play an independent schedule. Next up, this is a must-win versus unbeaten and number 1 seed in Division 4 Region 15, St. Clairsville. The Red Devils have won 16 of their last 17 regular season games. The loss was October 20, 2017 at home, 46-28 to South Range.
Damn.
The Raiders are 11th in the computer. They have 52 level 2 points right now. If they win their last 2, South Range will play in Week 11, so they will make the playoffs. Also, because of St. Clairsville's 38 level 1 points, which they can get with the win tonight, they could actually make the playoffs with a 5-5 record. We always root for the Raiders because of the Raiders, but also they're the team that went the farthest last year. They did make it into the Final 4, but they got a tough road ahead. Tonight's the key game, though.
Absolutely. All right, next up, this is another good matchup, too, a little undermined. The 6-2 Southington Shocker Wildcats on the road against the 7-1 Wyndham Bombers. Southington's on the outside looking into those playoffs.
It's a must-win for them. I mean, there's no bones about it. Getting a quality win like this would send them, I'm not saying over the top, but it would put them in a pretty good position for next week.
Well, here's the situation. I explained it. One team's a Division 6 and one team's a Division 7. So the odds are the Division 7 team has a better chance, and this is exactly what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
One Ohio football website lists the teams that have the best odds to make the postseason with 4 wins. The top 4 are all in the lovable Region 25. Rittman, Latonia, Lisbon, and the Toronto Red Knights. The fourth win that could probably punch their playoff ticket is tonight versus 6-2 United. The Golden Eagles' postseason chances are gone, even if they finish 8-2, because they're playing in that, once again, that tough Region 21, and you can't play in that and play a lot of Division 7 schools. So 8-2 record's not going to be good enough. It's been a great season for them. But Toronto is the team that has a chance because of Division 7, Region 25.
Right, exactly. So, again, our next matchup there would be the Toronto Red Knights and United Golden Eagles. Champ, you've already gotten us set up for that, so we're going to move on to our next one.
Oh, did I read the wrong one?
Yeah, you gave us Toronto. We were talking about Southern
Windham. You know what? Let's do
go
this.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, that's the way to switch. My bad. You know, the good news for 6-2 Southington is one more win in their last two contests will give them an invitation to the Region 25 playoff. The bad news is Windham is 7-1. They're second in the Region 25, and next week the Wildcats play 6-2 Ashtabula St. John's School, who's fifth in the computer. So if they can win both, shocker, they will open at home in the postseason. But they only need to win one. So I'm thinking, well, they got to play two teams that have winning records. They got a good chance. Well, I researched this. The last time the Wildcats beat a school that finished the season with a winning record was on August 31st in 2013 when they beat Jackson Milton 21-19, and they finished 6-4 that season.
Yeah,
so it's
go.
Been that long, but... You got to root for Southington because they've been kind of under the radar all season long, but they got a shot, but they're playing the Bombers. And whenever you play a team called the Bombers, you got to keep your head down. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely. Next up, the 1-7 Waterloo Vikings taking on the winless Sebring McKinley Trojans, and Sebring just looking to have a positive night.
I think they could, too. That's the thing. I think if there's one game that they can get out of these last two, I think it's this one.
Yeah, if you want to add up the... the total, we're talking about Sebring, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're on track.
Yeah,
right,
if you want to add up all the combined level 1 and level 2 points of these schools, you can put away the calculator, you can use your fingers, because there's only 7. And if you're keeping score tonight, you may only need your toes, because 0-8 Sebring and 1-7 Waterloo in the last 11 games combined, that's 6 for Sebring, 5 for Waterloo, 44 quarters, these teams have scored a total of only 21 points. Now, the Trojans would love to end a 20-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They have an opportunity.
Yeah, that could happen tonight. We'll have to wait and see. Next up, the Weir Red Riders, 6-2, taking on the 5-3 East Liverpool Potters.
I think for East Liverpool, getting over that hump, over 500, they would finish over 500 this season. Especially with Weir coming into town, they have a chance to knock Weir off of a pedestal that, you know, they would have good playoff positioning with a win. So, big game here for East Liverpool.
Yeah, they're one of the most improved teams in the area this year compared to last year. They're 5-3. They're 8th in the computer. They're one of 8 local teams that face a must-win situation this weekend to stay in postseason contention. 2 wins and a 7-3 record will punch the playoff ticket for the Potters. They host Division 5 Cleveland Heights Lutheran East in Week 10. A victory tonight and a loss next week, 6-4 final record, could still get them in. And they would need some help, though. Now, their last postseason appearance was 2010. Now, 6-2, the Red Riders of Rear from West Virginia. They're 3-0 versus Ohio schools. They are Division 4, so they bring a lot of points. That's why East Liverpool wins tonight. They have a shot to make the playoffs.
Absolutely. All right, now our last game for tonight, the West Branch Warriors, 6-2, taking on the 7-1 Marlington Dukes. This should be a good matchup for a West Branch team that's on the verge of playoffs.
And they're hungry, too. That's the thing. I think Marlington is one of the tougher teams in Northeast Ohio, but, oh, my gosh, if they can come away with a win at West Branch, then that'll send them skyrocketing. That's big momentum for them to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Warrior fans wish they could go back a week because they're 6-2, but their loss last week versus West Holmes 38 has really put them in a must-win their last two games mode right now to get in the playoffs. Very similarly, East Liverpool, their last playoff appearance was in 2010. The Marlington Dukes are 7-1. They're 6th in the Region 9 computer. They need one more win to secure their postseason slot. Their only loss was to Week 1, 17-14 to Poland. The Dukes have wins over South Range and Salem, which is West Branch's opponent in Week 10.
Right. All right, and now we have two matchups for you coming up tomorrow. We're going to give you a heads up on those. The 7-1 Mogador Wildcats are taking on the 5-3 Valley Christian Eagles.
I think Valley Christian, if they can get a win over Mogador, not only another statement win for them, big-time quality point there, but on the flip side, if Mogador loses this one, they're in trouble.
Yeah, Mogador, these are two teams that I think they're already going to have enough to advance to Week 11. Mogador 7-1, and they're first in the Region 21 computer. Their only defeat was a Week 3 35-14 loss to the Lindsley Cadets of Wheeling, West Virginia. That's Crestview's opponent, by the way, in Week 10. 5-3 Valley Christian is 1-2 against Mogador all time, but that win was very special. the Eagles' first ever playoff game in 2011. They beat Mogador, upset them 20-17. The Wildcats' overall playoff mark versus the Valley is 17-2. The only other team to beat Mogador in the playoffs, 2016, the eventual Division VII state champion Warren JFK Eagles.
Mm-hmm. And they are next, and that's our last matchup of the night. The Warren JFK Eagles, 3-5, taking on the 1-7 Cleveland Central Catholic Ironmen. Again, this game is tomorrow, but this would be a good game for JFK on the road.
And I think this is a game that they should win. Not only can win, but I think they should win as well pretty handily. I think a double-digit win for them is in order.
Yeah, it pretty much comes down to, for a 3-5 team, they have to basically win their last two games versus this 1-7 Cleveland Central Catholic School, and then 3-5 Cleveland St. Joseph next week. But they also probably need a lot of help to get in. For starters, if you're a fan of the Eagles tonight, they need losses by Plymouth, Toronto, and Rittman. We're talking about that infamous Region 25.
Right.
They still got a shot, but it's a long one. But first, they got to take care of business tonight, or tomorrow night, and beat this Cleveland Central Catholic Ironman team.
Absolutely. All right, well, those are your matchups for the night. And before we go to break, we do have a quick update for you coming from the Poland-Hubbard game. This is going to be a big matchup on the night. Bob Ettinger is standing by at Poland-Hubbard. Let's see what he has to say coming up this big matchup.
This is Bob Ettinger from Dave Pavlansky Field in Poland, where the Bulldogs will host Hubbard. The Eagles are in the midst of a three-week stretch that began a week ago with a 41-0 victory over Struthers, and will continue next week with a home battle against East in pursuit of a perfect season. Aside from chasing that 10-0 mark, the Eagles are looking to keep pace with Division IV Region 13 powerhouse Perry and Steubenville in the race for the top position for the playoffs. Poland is 6-2, and they put a two-game losing skid behind them a week ago with a victory over Lakeview. Bulldogs look to avoid any further descent in the playoff race with a win over the Eagles before a Week 10 battle with their rival, Canfield. Potential playoff runs have officially begun as Poland hosts Hubbard here at Dave Pavlansky Field in Poland. Kickoff is next. Back to you at the studio. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you very much, Bob, and as we go to break for Champ and Corey, I'll say it for them, this is going to be a great night for some high school football.
I mean, playoff implications everywhere. No matter how you square it, no matter how you draw it. Plus, you have the expected high-scoring affair between LeBray and Girard, and then Hubbard Poland. Certainly, those are just two of the big matchups across the board.
Yeah, I think since I've been following high school football in the 90s, I think this is the most intriguing week we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And all the great matchups and the situation, we could have anywhere from 14 to 18 teams in. And we haven't even talked about the great rivalry with Mooney-Ursuline.
Yeah.
Really, on the scale of things, is way down there in terms of playoffs, but in terms of tradition, it's still number one. So
absolutely,
it should be very fun to watch. And believe it or not, even though we have 1 week to play, a lot of things are going to be decided tonight.
Absolutely.
And tomorrow night.
Yep,
from this area. So not to disrupt week 10, but this is going to be a wonderful night to follow football.
Great night for football. We're going to be right here to give you all the updates. But we're going to take our first break of the night, let these games get underway. When we come back, we'll have some updated scores for you. You're listening to The Blitz Live, presented by Flynn's Tire and Auto Service.
Hi, I'm Joe Flynn. For a great deal on tires, just drive in any Flynn's Tire and Auto Service. Or you can just call us.
Remember, Flynn's does more than just tires. From brakes and mufflers to scheduled maintenance and general repairs, Flynn's does it all. Go to FlynnsTire.com for money-saving coupons.
For dependable tires and expert service, go to Flynn's Tire and Auto Service. Visit FlynnsTire.com to request an appointment.
And tell them Finney sent you.
It's time to order the barbecue. Order online at CharlieStaplesBBQ.com. Barbecue ribs and chicken, always the crowd pleaser. Just Google CharlieStaplesBBQ.com and place your order.
Joe Conroy, Borman High School, class of 1974. I was, I guess, 71. It was, Jim Orr was the varsity coach. Dick LaLumia was my very first coach in eighth grade. In high school, I played, defensive end and tight end. Those were what I played. I thought I was pretty good at catching balls. Jim Ferrani and I used to hang out, and we would catch passes all summer. And I kind of like that. Well, the biggest game I remember is in 1973 when Mooney went to their very first state championship game. We were playing at South High. Ted Bell was the tailback, All-American. He was a junior. It was hard to tackle. It was 7-0, Mooney. We scored a touchdown. It was 6-7. And then our quarterback decided to go for two amongst the coach said, kick the ball, let's go for the tie. I got kicked in the stomach. I was out. They sent in my replacement. It was pretty funny. So he snapped the ball. He was the holder. Chris Dennis was the kicker. He was from England, soccer-style kicker. Had no clue the play was going to happen. Mike picked up the ball, rolled around. There was no one to throw the ball to, so they tackled us. And we went in at halftime. It was 7-0, and Mooney went on to beat us 7-6. Mooney went on to beat us 7-6 and went on to win the state championship. Fitch-Borman rivalry was always big. There was, was it Andy Kuchmaner that played at Fitch? I mean, one of those guys was a tailback, and he was just one of the best running backs to play against. And I just remember our coaches always hyping up the Borman-Fitch game. Now, I was a 17-year-old senior, so I really didn't get the hype, and I didn't think football was really that was my thing, but I could run and jump, so I guess I did well while I played football in high school. Some of the names that I remember, you know, that were fat, like Jim Potts, Jim Goodwin, Mike Brizzo, who's recently passed away. He was our quarterback. Jimmy Ferrani, who played here at Youngstown State. Just somebody who was great. Bob Gibson, who was our receivers coach. He played at Tulane and really taught us how to catch balls. And one of the biggest influences in my life while I was in high school was our former sports editor at Youngstown was Chuck Perisic. He's the one that got me involved. And then Dick Hartzell, with the former jump stretch, he's the one that got me involved with actually strength training and the ability to learn how to prevent injuries when I was participating.
Authorized Under Armour dealer. One source, one solution for all your printing and embroidery needs since 1989. Visit EagleWearInc.com for more info. Eagle Wear Inc., North Main Street, Hubbard, Ohio.
It's time to order the barbecue. Order online at CharlieStaplesBBQ.com. Barbecue ribs and chicken, always the crowd pleaser. Just Google CharlieStaplesBBQ.com and place your order.
After I played football, I graduated. I played a lot of collegiate volleyball, so I thought I was pretty good, so I wanted to go where the best volleyball players played. So I packed my bags and went to Newport Beach, California. I tried my best to get into it's called the AVP, Association of Volleyball Professionals. So it took me a while to get into that clique, but I was a member of that